If that sound annoyed you intensely, there could be a biological reason for it. Scientists say they have discovered why some people become so enraged by certain sounds like munching. Researchers at Newcastle University in Northern England found that some people suffer from a brain abnormality, which means they have an intense response to certain trigger sounds. James Gallagher is our science correspondent.
Now, James, sorry to interfere with your lunch, but...
Yeah, do you want a crisp?
I'll pass on that. Some people would be very upset by that noise. Fortunately, not me. But why would they be so upset?
Yeah. Well, I think all of us find that kind of noise just a little bit annoying. But these are the people who have a disease called misophonia, and it's heightened. And what this study has done by brain scanning patients with this disease is shown that their brains are wired up differently. So there's a bit of your brain, and I'm going to put on my sexy science glasses and read it out in a geeky voice, the anterior insular cortex. And what that actually means is it's the bit of the brain that links up the senses, so coming from your eyes, your ears, your mouth, and kind of like your emotional responses as well. So it's how you get your emotions and senses are joined together in the brain. And in these people, it's overly responsive to some sound. So that what I just annoyed probably thousands of people by munching crisps, that would drive not kind of a little bit of disgust, but like furious anger.
Well, let's annoy millions more. Oh, it does set your teeth on edge a bit, doesn't it? We heard there snoring, clicking pens, slurping, rustling newspaper and munching an apple. It can be really quite debilitating, this condition, can't it?
Yeah, I spoke to a couple of people who have the disease and they've had to leave jobs because of the environment they were working in was too much for them to cope. One of them said they spent more time having panic attacks than they did working, had to leave that job. Like, described just spending half an hour on a train journey. How normal is spending half an hour on a train? But so many people reading newspapers.
And eating and drinking.
Exactly. It was so aggravating. They kept on having to move where they were on a carriage. So I think it's very easy to go, it really annoys me when people are in the cinema and they're eating popcorn. This is so much more than that.
Anything can be done about it?
Well, this is the problem. It's really early diagnosis. It's really early in that process of research. So all that's really there are coping mechanisms at the moment. So people often rely on earplugs. If they know they're going to be in an environment that's going to aggravate them, they'll use earplugs. The long-term future is that by understanding what's going wrong in the brain, you'll be able to start to manipulate that. And so there are ideas about passing electric currents through the brain, and this is already done in some circumstances quite safely. That might be able to modulate how the brain's functioning and might be able to reduce this overly emotional response to everyday sounds.
And on a serious note, there might be absolutely tens of thousands of children who suffer from this, and that may explain some behavioural problems.
Well, this is exactly what we don't know, is how prevalent this is. I mean, my Twitter feed has gone absolutely bananas today of people going, oh my God, no one's ever talked about this and I've had it my whole life. Finally, this explains what my 11-year-old child is like. And I think actually this is like the first most important phase of this, actual recognition for something that does blight a lot of people's lives.
Our science correspondent James Gallagher getting on Valerie Sanderson's nerves despite his sexy science glasses.